The circulatory system. Everything in your constitution is governed by active principle. It is the balance wheel which sees to it that no function gets too rapid or too slow. That blood pressure which you mention cannot go on. In other words, your circulatory system, in its every part and aspect, operates with the persistent movement of divine energy. It will neither be feeble nor boisterous, but sustained and rhythmic. Now remember, there is nothing for you to get fearful or nervous about. You are perfectly well made. Nothing can interfere with the quiet of your being, because your being, after all, is supreme being. I will give your case thorough attention. You will find yourself improving. Your letter came 2 or 3 days ago. Of course you are making progress. You cannot help it when you keep in thought that untrammeled life does your living. Hence it is that you have the strength, health, and confidence of the normal woman. Hence it is that your faculties are keen and alert. Irrepressible life functions at every point, which means that all the machinery of your being is operating peacefully and energetically. Action, and that full and free, is inevitable. You feel its glowing and constant stir. Why not say once in a while, "Mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the victory"? This is no exaggeration, for does not Scripture say that the kingdom of God is within you? What more can you ask? Do not ask it, say it, admit it. Are you not feeling better already? Life is the Almighty who is in the midst of you, and who promises, "I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me." Your last letter states, in effect, that you do not see any particular change for the better, although your previous letter described how successful you were one day in walking to church. Your experience that day shows the possibilities. Doubtless, it would have been better if you had not overtaxed yourself on that occasion. Nevertheless, you cannot help admitting that what you did that Sunday, you can do again and again. It is clear enough to me, and probably it is to you, that the difficulty is mental rather than physical. It is fear and its allies that have, in a measure, frozen you up. With a little more boldness, you will thaw out and walk around like other people. Life should not be cramped up in the way you describe. It cannot be, and really is not. If an occasion for quick and radical action on your part should arise, like a sudden cry of fire, you would be on your feet and out of the house in a jiffy, and you will be up and about enjoying your usual freedom as fast as you attain a normal mental attitude. What is there to fear? Is life in any danger? Who or what can threaten life or put it in jeopardy? Nothing can. Because life is not only harmonious and eternal, but it is untouchable by anything in the nature of disease or age or accident. Life is God. And this life we are talking about is your life, unfettered and uncontaminated, without any beginning, without any end, without any perturbance. Hemorrhage is an old-time bugbear. Its only hope for continued mischief lies in the belief that man is material. There is no such man, truly, and therefore there cannot be a hemorrhage disquieting or endangering existence. The truth that cures hemorrhage is the plain yet revolutionary fact that man is spiritual. He is intelligence, not corporeality. There can be no blood in intelligence or incorporeality. How then can any ooze out? It cannot. A recognition of this verity, held to persistently and expectantly, has stopped many a bleeding. It will stop yours.